Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Also, it's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
There's a specific song from the Kick-Ass Parody Project that you can find over at LordKickAss.com. That's LordKickAss.com, called Your Mother. And it's that Journey song, you know. Oh, he's loving, he's touching, he's squeezing your mother. Right?
Nice.
It's hilarious. It's written from the perspective of, like, somebody who discovers that their parents, who they consider old, are still sexually active.
It is a disturbing thing to find out.
So if you've ever walked in on your parents, or maybe, you know, your parents divorced and, you know, one of your parents gets a new significant other and you walked in on them or something like that, this song is for you. So anyway, that's my shameless plug for Mother's Day. I try to push that song out on social media.
Your parents continuing to be sexually active is good for you as long as you don't see it.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number you need to call in is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've got a whole bunch of stuff prepped for you, so we've got plenty to talk about. We've covered a bit about this particular person before. His name is Artur Pawlowski, and he is a Canadian preacher who has been arrested and charged after defying public health orders. Now, what's special about that? Well, what's special is what he was arrested for, is he was arrested for preaching to a congregation. That's right. Preaching to a congregation. Now, Canada likes to think that they're a lot like the U.S. when it comes to their freedom of religion. But apparently they're ahead of the police state game when it comes to, well, arresting people for exercising their religious freedom.
Well, that's not necessarily true. There was a couple of instances of that happening during lockdown here.
That's true, there were. But we didn't really see anybody get arrested. It was more like they showed up and broke up the thing, and then it made some press. But I don't think we saw anybody arrested and charged for defying the COVID rules here in the U.S. We did see, however, that happen in Canada, and we've covered that here on Free Talk Live.
And I would definitely argue that this is the establishment of a state religion. I mean, essentially what they are arresting you for is preaching a competing religion. Because the people that are doing this, essentially you get in trouble for arguing with their priesthood. In our country, it's the CDC, and I'm sure that in Canada it's a rough equivalent of that.
Yeah, this is from the CalgaryHerald.com. Calgary police have arrested street preacher Artur Pawlowski after he failed to abide by public health orders again during a Saturday church service during which dozens were congregated without masks with no regard for physical distancing. I was just at a dinner where that very thing occurred. No masks. Pretty much nobody was physical distancing. In fact, when I showed up at the restaurant, I parked and I saw some people like kind of walking towards my car as I was getting out. And I was kind of lollygagging a bit, waiting for them to pass so I didn't, you know, do one of those dance things where people get in each other's way. And so there's a restaurant next to the place where I dined, or where we dined, where they had patio seating. And somebody at the patio seating recognized these two ladies who were walking down the street. And it was, oh, hey, how are you? And they ran up to each other, no masks, and hugged each other. And it occurred to me that I haven't seen since this whole COVID madness thing began. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen people recognize each other, get up and run over to each other, and literally just embrace and hug each other. It was a really nice moment for me. I lollygagged a little longer for them to enjoy their moment, you know, and also for me to enjoy them having the moment, because this
is
something.
Witness those things.
This is something I have not seen since COVID madness kicked in and your government started treating people as if they were sick until proven healthy.
Well, there's an old saying, you don't know what you got till it's gone, and I missed humans being human.
It was a nice moment. At any rate, Calgary police have arrested Mr. Pawlowski. His brother, David Pawlowski, was also taken into custody. Both men have been charged with organizing an illegal in-person gathering in addition to requesting, inciting, or inviting others to join them, said the Calgary Police Service in a statement. It is important to understand that law enforcement recognizes people's desire to participate in faith-based gatherings, as well as the right to protest. However, as we find ourselves in the midst of a global pandemic, we must all comply with the public health orders in order to ensure everyone's safety and well-being, the police service said.
Well, you see, there's this invisible enemy that infests your body unless you carry certain talismans and perform certain rituals. And these people were failing to perform the rituals and carry the talismans.
Just for our listeners, can you elaborate on the talismans?
Well, the talisman is the mask, or as we call it, face diaper, also known as a muzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wear that correctly, then the invisible enemy will fail to inhabit your body and jump to other hosts while it does so. Also, it is very important that you never come within touching distance of another human being. So if they could reach out their arm and you could reach out your arm and it be possible to touch, you are too close.
You know, with your analogy about religions, this does kind of sound like the same kind of things that priests would treat exorcisms with, right? Like, don't get too close, otherwise the spirit will jump from their body into your body.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Which is a really weird limitation on spirits.
Right? Like, they can move.
Although I've never heard that from any religious person, so.
Well, there are a lot of strange limitations on spirits. Once upon a time in different religions, they would also say that they would only jump from body to body after dark.
Weird.
And similarly today, there are all of these, curfews.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, bars being required to close at 10 p.m. because that's when the risk of transmission of this invisible invader will increase.
But businesses aren't actually closing because they're scared of COVID. Cops actually exist, and their bullets will actually kill you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why businesses are closing.
Yeah, right. They're closing because they're threatened with, well, the brutality of police,
right,
should they not comply.
Well, in those eras, there were zealots. Zealots had real clubs that would really hit you. And some of them didn't actually believe what they were professing, but were paid to enforce these arbitrary religious rules.
Well, then the people who were complying in the face of that weren't being psycho-religious people either. They were like, this guy's going to beat me to death unless I go home, so I'm going to go home. That's a completely, whether or not you should do something else, that's a completely rational position.
Oh, yeah. Well, the same situation existed in the USSR. I mean, the vast majority of people didn't actually believe in the Great Revolution and the new utopia. However, they certainly knew what would happen to them if they ever dared breathe a word above a whisper that that was the case.
But that's not a religion. That's knowing that you're mortal, which is almost kind of the opposite of a religion.
Well, so the one side it is, right, yeah, for the other it isn't.
Well, the actions aren't religious. The organizations, however, are. The state is definitely a religion. And in this context, anyway.
Well, and it demands a very specific form of worship. And you don't have to actually believe in the state religion in order to perform the kind of worship that they find acceptable. But if you fail to perform the kind of worship that they deem acceptable, well, then you will face all manner of censure. And if you start performing some competing religious rituals, well, that's what happened to the guy in Calgary.
The Alberta Health Services obtained a Court of Queen's bench order on Thursday, which imposed additional restrictions on organizations of protests or demonstrations requiring compliance with COVID-19 safety measures such as masking and attendance limits, all being imposed upon a preacher and his congregation. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. portmanteau I made up earlier because of your shirt. It was, right, because we were saying it's
camo.
No, it's a plaidmouflage.
Yeah, that was it.
It's camouflaged plaid.
Mm-hmm.
Plaidmouflage. That's the portmanteau of the day here on the Sunday Mother's Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, our returning listeners may remember you mentioning my striped shirt, when in fact, I've just discovered that it is not in fact a striped shirt.
Yeah, you have to look really closely at it, but, yeah, I mean, it looks striped, definitely, but you get up on it and it's like, well, okay, maybe it is kind of plaid.
It's kind of like quantum physics, you know, it looks this way, and then when you, like, you know, get down to detail, just like a video game, it sort of breaks apart when you get too close.
It's Schrodinger's striped shirt.
It is.
When you look real close, the stripes disappear, it becomes plaid.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We've gone to plaid.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from the Calgary Herald where the street preacher Artur Pawlowski has been arrested and charged for, of all things, holding a religious congregation service in Canada. And we can talk more about that. But first, we are called Free Talk Live, and we do expect people to call. So let's go to Jet, who's in Spokane, or Spokane, if you're from the area. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I was going to call in last night to talk about equality, but didn't get to it, so I'll talk about it tonight. I'm one of those people who truly believe that all men are created equal, and we all have equal rights. Now, of course, we're not equal in stature and all that other crap, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that we have equal rights. So if all of us around the world are equal in our rights, so to speak, mm-hmm. then how do we get certain people to somehow stand in such a position that they can have rules over us or guiding over us? When someone
Insanity.
Even refers to the need of government, I ask them two questions. Who gets to make the rules? Do I get to make the rules?
Right.
Or who? And number two, what gives one man, and typically strangers, the right to make rules over another?
And where do they get that power from to make rules over other men?
Yeah, so that's why I call in on occasion and encourage all of you to as best you can, just avoid any of these terms that refer to this thing we call government, because local, state, and federal government does not exist. It's just a bunch of people, just a bunch of other humans who have no more rights to do anything than you or I. And if we pass that message along, this is what's going to wake up enough people that'll change the world and hopefully dilute this whole thing.
So, Jet, I wanted to ask your opinion on, I really appreciate you pointing out that we need to, I think it was Confucius that said the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their proper name.
Yes.
And you are very insistent that we refer to these things as what they are. So I wondered if you could share some insight on the modern terminology, the social distancing, the new normal, that manner of thing. Have you put some thought into what terms we should actually use to call those by their proper name?
Well, when the term new normal came out, I mean, the very first time I heard it, I started passing that around on Facebook, saying, you know, watch out for this term. Government, this thing we call government, is all psychology. It's about the concept that of persuasion, either by threat of violence or some kind of fear or something that will cause people to modify their behavior and follow other people that we would ourselves consider, you know, near idiots. But in specific, the new normal, I mean, there's no such thing as normal, first of all, because we're ever changing. So
I would push back on that. I mean, there's no precise normal, and certainly no individual is 100% normal in every category. In fact, they would be abnormal by being 100% normal in every category. But there is certainly a range of accepted and expected behaviors.
Well, we might call those the norm.
Right.
Or something we can call
the
norm,
median or something like that.
And say again?
The median, perhaps?
Yeah, I just steered clear of all these things because I recognize each individual as being unique, no matter what kind of box.
Well, and I just came across a term that I have become instantly fond of, true normal. So there's the new normal and the true normal.
Ooh, that's scary.
I just
wanted to say, you at the top of your call, you said that folks should have equal rights, humans at least, that you recognize.
Well, we all do.
Right. You recognize that all humans are not equal in and of themselves, and that, well, I mean, even one man isn't equal to himself on any given day, right? Like, tomorrow I could be stronger than I am today or weaker or whatever, right? Or I might be able to do something today that I can't do tomorrow. So I'm, you know, we can't even be equal to ourselves, much less equal to each other. But you mentioned, what can we do to get people to, you know, sort of recognize that human rights should be equal to all humans? Well, somebody said that, you know, in the United States we have the Bill of Rights, and they said the way to accomplish what you had mentioned was to have a corresponding Bill of Responsibilities. And I think that is key to getting everyone sort of on the same page when it comes to rights, is just making sure that everybody understands personal responsibility and takes personal responsibility for the things that the organization we call government likes to do for you.
I
guess my focus tonight was the idea that if we promote the fact that we're all equal, as I myself, as a dedicated follower of Christ, you know, understand that we're all fallen, none are righteous, you know, God sees each one of us as equal in that way. So, I mean, the Creator. So, if you can not refer to any other group as being special, in other words, whatever word you use that creates them as some kind of special right or privilege, we eliminate those words and we continue to use words like, well, I came up with another one. You know, we talked about the arrest and kidnapping. It's more really of an abduction from certain people.
True.
And individuals.
Yep.
So the best we can do to dilute that down to the lowest possible denominator, then you can spread the word and more people will wake up. That's my goal, is to wake people up, both in society, what we call society, and in the church.
That's a great goal, Jed. We appreciate the call tonight. Any other thoughts?
Well, I love the idea of pointing out that it is your responsibility rather than this amorphous government to ensure the rights of others.
Yes.
So a Bill of Responsibilities is brilliant.
And it can be personal, too. 603-283-6160. How are you responsible? Give us a call.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Experts say a cyber attack on a major pipeline that delivers roughly 45% of the fuel for the East Coast is unlikely to affect supplies of gasoline or prices unless there's a prolonged shutdown. Colonial Pipeline of Georgia has not said what the hackers are demanding. They have halted operations due to a ransomware attack. A Chinese rocket crashed into the Indian Ocean in South Asia last night. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Chinese rocket that had been falling to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry has crashed into the ocean near the Maldives. According to the U.S. Space Force, the remnants of the 23-ton Long March 2B rocket entered the Earth's atmosphere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, crashing into the Indian Ocean north of the island country. The Chinese Space Agency said that most of the rocket broke up during re-entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Churchill Downs has suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert in the latest scandal to plague the sport of horse racing. Medina Spirit's victory in the Kentucky Derby is in jeopardy because of a positive post-race drug test for excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone.
Even though it's an allowed drug, therapeutic medication, we did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Baffert promised to be fully transparent with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission during its investigation. Churchill Downs officials said in a statement, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared the winner. A bombing at an Afghan school in the capital of Kabul killed 58, mostly schoolgirls. More than 150 wounded. A beachfront balcony in Malibu collapsed, critically injuring at least two people. L.A. Fire says four people were taken to trauma centers. It was not immediately clear what caused the collapse or how many people were gathered at the home. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate you listening. The show is called Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Millie.
We've been talking about this article from the CalgaryHerald.com where a preacher has been arrested for conducting a religious congregation service. Alberta Health Services obtained a Court of Queen's bench order on Thursday, which imposed additional restrictions on organizers of protests or demonstrations requiring compliance with COVID-19 safety measures such as masking and attendance limits, which apparently extends to religious services. Law enforcement agencies can act immediately under this injunction without the necessity of Alberta Health Services attendance, Alberta RCMP said in a statement issued Friday in response to the injunction. There are a variety of ways to enforce this order, including the ability to issue tickets, fines, and criminal charges to individuals who are breaking public health orders by organizing and or attending these events. This can include arrest and removal of any person who has notice of this order and chooses to act in violation of it. The Calgary police said in a statement on Friday evening, the court order was a significant development. And we can talk more about the events happening here in or happening in Calgary to this particular preacher and his congregation. But first, let's go to Robert, who's calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much, sir. I just wanted to say that actually it's just before your program started on the news report at 7 o'clock, they said that Pope Francis had admonished the congregation for too much individualism. Actually, in a way, it was the Catholic Church who started out with the individualism, because during the time of Rabbi Yeshua, also known as Jesus Christ, he was basically a kind of hippie, and if a person would come up to him and be interested in him, he would say, okay, give me your fortune and join our group and come with me. And the fact of the matter is that he actually was married as well. All his people at the beginning were married, and they had wives and children. He had a child himself with a wife by the name of Mary Magdalene. The child, actually, he was never on the cross. He went with her on a boat to France and raised the child there. He had a deal worked out with the governor of the province, because he had saved the governor's son's life.
How is this relevant to individualism?
Yeah, it's relevant to individualism because of the fact that the Catholic Church basically is not a family structure. They don't believe in they don't get married. They reject marriage, and the reason for that was that they were afraid that the Catholic members of the cloth of the Catholic Church would give benefits, including money, to their wives and children instead of keeping it within the church, so they became celibate. But that was actually much later, and therefore it was they were more ritualistic because they were less familial oriented as they had been originally in the church, and then later on even in the Catholic schools in Berlin, Germany, and in upstate New York, in the two schools with which I was familiar, they told the girls in Berlin, watch it, the boys are only interested in sex. And they told us in upstate New York, watch it, if you ever get one of them pregnant, don't forget, you're going to be on the hook for the bill.
Okay, so bring it all forward now. How is that relevant to today?
Well, I'm not really sure 100%, but on the other hand, the Pope did say that we're moving toward individualism. So I presume that's what he meant. In other words, basically keep to yourself, don't get involved with women too much, and if you do, it's a big thing. Like my brother, when he got married, they made him go through the hoops, many, many hoops in order to get married. He had to go to counseling, she had to go to counseling, they both had to go to counseling.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Any thoughts on that?
I don't know that premarital counseling is a bad idea. I mean, especially if you have something that remotely resembles like an intact community, maybe it's good to be like, okay, y'all, like, what are your plans really?
Yeah, I think of what you're thinking of, but I wouldn't call it premarital counseling. I would call it like the marriage course, right? Because a lot of times young couples, before they get married, they don't know what they're getting into. And so they need to know the ramifications of the legalities of signing the document with the state. They need to know, like, you know, points and tips for, like, you know, how to make your relationship go. They need financial advice going into any kind of a union like that.
I've heard so many people say, oh, well, we've been married for 7 years and we never discussed if we would have kids or not. We've been married for 12 years
right.
And we never discussed how we would, you know, pursue their education. We've been married for however
right.
long, and we never discussed this really obvious thing.
Right.
So I wish people would just do that on their own,
yes.
But apparently they're not going to. So to have somebody who's kind of cool-headed, because you're not when you're getting married, by the way, unless you're being trafficked, to sit down and be like, okay, what are your plans, and are they compatible? And if not, or if you don't have plans,
right.
get some that are compatible
right.
if you're going to go through with this.
Yeah, a lot of this is just another of many extensions of, I expect a thing, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Yeah. So you go into this, I have this long, long list of expectations that were basically put into me by my culture, and this was my interpretation of this cultural activity. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I am going to be very, very upset when you don't live up to every single one of them as much as I would like you to.
And I don't think it's as cognizant as all that. I think that they don't think about it, which is the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly why you end up in that situation, is because you have these expectations that you haven't thought about and certainly haven't discussed, but you just assume that, well, it's the word marriage, and the word marriage means exactly the same thing to everyone that it means to me.
I don't see all of the chats that come through on the various different platforms, but because one of our other hosts, Aria, has set up this neat thing, I can see some of them come through. One of them I just want to mention says, I feel like every day I'm in the Twilight Zone. Getting arrested for practicing religion, and the majority of the population sees nothing wrong. In fact, they're cheering on the Gestapo. At this point, we deserve the apocalypse, says one of our chatters.
Well, I don't.
You don't deserve the apocalypse?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We could just have New Hampshire. You just make everybody take an IQ test. If you're 110 or above, build a wall.
Do you think that Jerome Powell is below a 110?
No, but he won't be able to function if he doesn't have his army of drones follow him around and defend fiat currency.
I don't think intelligence is nearly as important in running a functional libertarian society as you seem to think it is. I think that intelligence will get it done faster, but it has...
Have you ever put a bunch of like really intelligent people in a room and asked them to cooperate?
Depends.
It's kind of like
Congress. Nothing's supposed to get done.
Okay, but you were just advocating for giving everybody an IQ test, and then, like, if they don't make the cut, kick them out of New Hampshire, and only let those people with an IQ above whatever into New Hampshire. That, to me, is akin to taking virtuosos at their instruments and putting them together and trying to make them form a band. Can't be done. Because everybody wants to be the dominant personality in the band, and so the band will put out crap music. There's a few exceptions to this, of course, but I've seen it done again and again, again and again and again, where, like, you know, people are in search of the best musicians, you know, the best drummer, the best bass player, the best guitar player, the best singer, and they try and put this together from all the people in their area. They try and seek these people out, and if somebody's better than the guy they have now, they'll fire the guy and hire the other guy, and it always turns into crap because everybody's too busy being the dominant person. You need people of lesser, in your case, intelligence, of lesser, you know, dominance, if you will, or alphaness, to help with your cooperation. Otherwise, if everybody's of X intelligence or higher, cooperation's going to take a dive. Free Talk Live, 603.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Those are the magic digits that you need if you would like to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The show is called Free Talk Live for that very reason. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We were in mid-discussion before we heard some things about our advertisers. I made some comments about how, you know, having, you had mentioned, Melanie, that, you know, give everybody an IQ test and everybody who, you know, passes above X gets in and everybody who's below that gets kicked out.
Well,
and
so not necessarily kicking out. Okay, so if New Hampshire is producing sub-functional people and borderline functional people, then New Hampshire deserves those consequences. If they're not, and say Boston often buses their rejects to Manchester,
which they do,
Boston created that, they can go back to Boston. Because they're not, I mean, they're just like trespassing and stealing stuff here.
Can you really like blame a collective as broad as Boston? Right, for this production of people who are sort of substandard, in your opinion?
Well, so Boston isn't really a precise definition, but right. it's kind of the most recognizable term that we have. There are such things as societies, and if your society does nothing but produce a bunch of messed up people, then kind of throwing them away to somewhere else, A, isn't great for the people that you're doing that to,
yeah.
And B, is not fair to the society that you're dumping them on.
Okay, so let's say the United States produces a bunch of messed up people, which I feel like it does.
I would say that our educational system is specifically geared toward doing so.
One in five high school graduates are functionally illiterate. So how do you deal with that?
Not by dumping them in Europe or whatever. Like, how is that France's problem or whatever?
Right, right.
Well, and I'd like to point out that there is a heck of a lot more to being a functional human being than having a high IQ.
Yes, you also need good time preference and a lack of serious physical brain injury.
Can you describe for our listeners what time preference is? We talk about that frequently here.
Okay, if you have a high time preference, then you want what you want and you want it now, and consequences long term be damned, and you'll take... I'm trying to define this without...
So I've got a great example of the marshmallow test that they will do for children, where they say, okay, there's a marshmallow here. Now, if you can sit here for 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever it is and not eat the marshmallow, then I will give you two marshmallows. And the ones who choose to sit there, licking their lips and trying to distract themselves from that delicious marshmallow there, and do actually wait it out for that second marshmallow, that is a low time preference.
Okay, so instant gratification versus delayed gratification.
Right, yes. Okay. Yes.
The ability to, like, work now and... People call it sacrifices, and it's like, well, if you're doing something to benefit yourself, that's not a sacrifice.
That is absolutely a sacrifice.
No, it's
no, that is absolutely
a hit in the present in order to have a better future
is
would be,
literally
would be
what
low
sacrifice
time,
is.
Low time preference.
You are sacrificing time.
And time preference is actually a better predictor of outcomes than IQ is, but it's a little bit harder. You can measure it fairly accurately in toddlers, although that could improve later in their life. Like, you could be a 3-year-old with a high time preference, and then when you're 20, have an appropriate time preference. But I'm not aware of a good way to test that in adults.
And what I wanted to point out is that, okay, so you can have someone who is brilliant and even a low time preference person, but has absolutely no sense of morality.
Yes, there are evil, low time preference, high IQ people. But there's always these sayings that, especially in our community, we throw out, like, well, you know, without all the people following his orders blindly, Hitler's just a psychopath on a stage. And without all the police willing to enforce the law, then Congress is just psychos writing down wishes. And
right.
So,
well, okay.
Yes, those
Karl
evil
Marx.
People would exist.
Karl Marx was a high intelligence, low time preference individual.
And if he didn't have his army of mindless drones following him well beyond his death, he would have accomplished exactly nothing. Without the army of mindless drones, evil people will exist.
Well, and what
but
I'm
but you're not accomplishing
right,
anything.
You'll be free to deal with them on an individual basis instead of dealing with them having an army of enforcers. It's always the enforcers that are the problems with these.
Sure, but I'm not discussing this as a matter of threat. I'm discussing this as a matter of effective members of a libertarian society. So Karl Marx is not going to be an effective member of a libertarian society.
He either will, or he'll die, or he'll leave. And I don't particularly have a preference. I do, but. I don't have much of a preference of those three options. Jerome Powell is not a stupid person.
Oh.
He's evil, but he would not be able to run a central bank in a libertarian society unless there was a lot of stupid people to go along with it.
Okay, so you've just argued against your original premise. Your idea was that we should only let in the people of 110 IQ or better. Okay, well, how about all of those people of under 110 IQ, they either will get along, or they will leave, or they will die. So there's no need to filter that.
If you are not allowed or not able, if you are not able to have an army of mindless drones, that is what will happen. If you are able to have an army of mindless drones, that is not what will happen.
You can have highly intelligent people that will mindlessly follow the dictates of someone. That's a personality thing.
That's not going to happen on a widespread level with an intelligent population.
Oh, it absolutely will.
Well, then I guess we're screwed and we should just...
No, you should select for different characteristics. So you can have someone who's extremely high IQ, but also high in agreeableness. And those high in agreeableness people are significantly more likely to go along with whatever everyone's doing.
I don't trust personality tests as much as I trust IQ tests. They're not as objective.
I don't think testing people to find out if they're right for a particular society is the way to get to the society that you desire. I think that probably the test or the indicators for whether or not somebody, you know, if we're talking about a libertarian society specifically, would be something like, can you articulate the non-aggression principle and can you demonstrate a time when you followed it? I think that's a far better question than what's your IQ or what are your results on this personality test.
If it was Jerome Powell coming in from whatever, I don't know what branch he lives at, and I kind of have deliberately avoided that information, but coming from wherever he is, if we know it's Jerome Powell, and he's like, hello, I like to live in Campistan, GTFO, no, you don't.
Well, and that's the thing. Your values matter significantly more than your capabilities. If you value non-aggression...
They both matter, because you can have good values and be completely non-functional.
It is
and
possible.
You can be functionally evil because you're just allowing yourself to be used as this tool, and maybe you're a good person in your head, but that doesn't matter because how many people do you think are actually malicious about the lockdown versus how many of them are just like, well, the guy on TV said it? And which one is causing more harm? Would you rather face off Joe Biden or the entire United States military?
You lost me.
Without the U.S. military, and maybe without the Secret Service, Joe Biden is just some dude with dementia.
Yeah, well, and the police, too, are part of that, right? So any armed faction of the government, any enforcers are what she's referring to.
And really, even if you had the enforcers, if you didn't have a population who would go along with it,
right,
and you were able to defend yourself when they came because you wouldn't have social, not even social pressure, but social... force to the contrary, that might not even matter.
I would infinitely prefer to live in a neighborhood with 90 IQ people with strong values, good principles, non-violent, non-aggressive principles, non-aggressive ways of living, than in a 150 average IQ where the principles and values are less reliable. In fact, that seems extremely dangerous.
But that's not the option A, and B, until some one person comes along and is able to manipulate all of these 90 IQ people, because that's what happens to 90 IQ people.
Well, again, the premise is that their principles are solid, that their values are solid and well-directed.
But if they can't process it, if they're like, IQ is so low, they can't process that,
that actually,
they're not going to be able to apply it.
That actually makes them less susceptible to manipulation, because they can't reprogram themselves in order to accept this.
603-283-6160. Coming up on Free Talk Live, does spanking affect children's brain development in the same way as child abuse? This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.